This is the God, Health, and Me Discovery Course, Audio Disc 3.
Go back to when you started putting weight on. Now I got to work on what was going on back then.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And that's always the case. For weight or for anything, you know, I told you about my brother going in and Dr. Jonathan, he's like expert at this. I mean, I've learned a lot from him and he says, you know, because my brother has emphysema, he's still smoking, right? And he says, do you want to take care of that emphysema? And my brother says, well, they say it's incurable. Mm-hmm. And then he did his big Jonathan laugh that fills the whole room, you know, because to him, that's like the biggest joke in the world. There's no incurable diseases, just incurable people. He'll tell you. And he goes, okay, I'll ask you again. Are you ready to cure that? And he's like, well, do you have some herbs or do you have some things that might help it? And he says, oh, do you want to deal with the symptoms of it or do you want to know what caused it and get rid of the cause? And my brother's looking at him like, huh? And so then he hands him a big, thick manual that has some of the stuff like what I'm reading. And he hands it to him and he says, read that paragraph to the right bottom right there. And he says, any of those things you? And my brother first goes, no. Well, I heard him read it out loud. I knew they were all him, you know. And he's like, no. So you got to get back in touch and be honest with yourself, too. Right. He's like, no. And he goes, well, I guess it was true couple of years ago. And he goes, oh really, when did you get diagnosed with it?
A couple years ago.
Go back to the source. When did it start? And what was the lie-based, fear-based thinking that you took a hold of that said that this would be the way to protect yourself? So do any of these things fit? Let's go with overeating, compulsive overeating. Tension. Feeling a material dash emotional lack, craving closeness, putting on emotional armor. See, I was talking about insulation. I hadn't even read this. I'm just looking at it for the first time right here with you. I just know from my experience of teaching, it's my first time to look at it. Putting on emotional armor, that's another way of what I was saying. Putting on insulation, protection, that's what I was saying. A symbol of power. Desire to throw one's weight around. Ever feel that need to just have power? That's your way of having power, especially as females. You don't want to be the weaker vessel. We've been operating in a very male energy, which the female energy is so much stronger if we get back into our femininity of who we are. But we've been trying to do it the male way. We're going to be stronger and tougher. And so now what do we need? We need some size. No man's going to push me around. Mm-mm. They're not going to see me as frail and weak. Mm-mm. Am I ringing true?
Yeah, but that is so...
Look at the words. Throw one's weight around. Yeah. Look at the words. Emotional energy based on anger and resentment. Okay? Mm-hmm. How about overweight? Feelings of insecurity. Feelings of self rejection, wanting to protect the body, someone that's been sexually abused, someone that is not being treated well in that relationship will begin to have a need to protect themselves, so they'll put on some insulation as well. Seeking love and fulfillment, attempting to fulfill the self. Here's another one. You're putting on insulation. Feelings are being stuffed inside. Mm-hmm. Feelings are being stuffed inside. Unexpressed, misperceived, and inappropriate feelings. Do you see that? So let me tell you, the body's plastic. Change the mind and the body will drop. When you made the mental shifts that says, I choose, I no longer need to choose to punish or reward myself because I just am. Mm-hmm. When you move from being a human doing to being a human being. This is my lesson where I'm at right now in my life right now. For the first time, move from being performance-based love, move from being a human doing, move from thinking that I have to do something to be lovable and move into being a human being where I simply am love, expressing love, walking in love. I'm simply being the beautiful masterpiece. You see, Scripture says in Ephesians 2:10 that you are God's workmanship. And that workmanship, the word is poema. You are God's poetry, created for good works. And the Amplified Version of the Bible says, created for the good life, to walk out the good life that's been set before. God already prepared a path so that you could prosper in all things, so that you would have an abundant life, so that you would have joy and have it more abundantly. He's already created that good life for you, should you choose to step in and walk on it. It's already been pre-created. You are God's poetry. Another one says, you are God's fragrance. Another one says, you are God's letter. Another one says, you are God's story. Another one says, you're God's building. Another one says, you're God's garden. Another one says, you're God's vineyard. Guess what? They're all positive. They're all beautiful. What if you just stepped into being? If you stop trying, you stop fighting, pushing, shoving. The minute you do that, you're not going to need the armor anymore. It's not serving you anymore. You're not going to need the insulation. You're not going to need to put that kind of pull on your body that requires a mile, 5,000 feet for every pound of fat. You don't need to add the extra 5,000 weight of pull. You talk about weight. It's a weight. It is pulling on you. It is slowing you down. It is holding you back. It is stopping you. And when you're done being stopped and you're ready to find your power that doesn't require the weight, and it just is, and it just lets you shine, the weight drops off. See, you know, I'm a founder of a nutrition company. I've been top in direct selling. I've created training systems for huge $250 million corporations in the direct selling industry. I'm educated in nutrition. I have degrees in nutrition. I can teach you about nutrition. I can talk nutrition all day long. It's been my life for more than 30 years. And knowing all of that, I can tell you that it pales in comparison to understanding who you are vibrationally. What is your predominant emotional state? I believe in nutrition. I own nutrition companies. I'm not talking about not putting good things in your body. You will naturally put good things in your body that will be right for you. You won't require a boss or manager. Someone will tell you how much to eat or what to eat or where to eat. You won't require someone designing your exercise program. You will naturally, your body is plastic. I don't even think about my weight. I am not worried about gaining weight. I don't have to think about what I eat. If I felt like sitting down and eating an ice cream sundae, I would. I personally don't like what that does to me. I don't feel good. It makes me dizzy. It makes me grumpy. It makes me heavy. It makes me sluggish. I like being on my game. Yeah. I like having the same amount of energy first thing in the morning as I do late at night. So I don't have any desire to put that in, and I don't have any need to punish myself by putting it in, and I don't have any desire to reward myself by putting it in, because I'm learning to just be. You do that, you'll never have to worry about the weight again. It won't be an issue. It becomes a non-issue, as will every symptom and every disease. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is that freeing?
Yes.
See, the truth sets free.
Yes.
The truth sets free. That's the power of the truth. So all of these things are weakening, and then all of these things are strengthening. Okay? So I used to think, wow, it's really interesting how you work your way up from this. So maybe you've come from a place of shame and a place of guilt. Maybe you've been taught you were a bad girl, you were not a good girl. Maybe you've been taught, maybe you just got in a point of apathy. which actually was a little higher than the shame, but it was kind of like, why bother? Why try? A level of despair, a level of hopelessness. Those are those days you talked about where you just don't want to get out of bed because it's just like, why? Why bother, right? And then maybe you just started feeling the sorrow of it. I mean, this was the grief. This was me, you know, crying my eyes out every night. And so, but actually that was a higher frequency than shame. I moved from blaming myself and thinking I was responsible to just feeling bad, right? And then you move into fear, and at least fear is strengthening. It's stronger than the guilt and the shame and so on. So it's propelling you forward to where you need to get. And you're going to come a place somewhere in that fear, in that anxiety, in that frightening, in that place of fear. You're going to come to the place of desire that says, there's got to be a better way. And many of you have expressed that. You've come to a place that says, you know what, I'm going to make health my priority this year. That's that desire range right there. Yeah. You've come to a place where you said, you know what, I'm going to figure this thing out. I'm going to change this consciousness level. And so now you're getting in a higher frequency and there's a craving that starts happening. Well, that was me. There's just insatiable craving. I read at least 8 books a month. I am nonstop. I listen, I read, I learn, I sit in classes, I go to seminars. I don't ask you to do anything that I don't do. Historically, if you look at me, I've been in one major expensive seminar a quarter. I've been in something every month, and I've been in something on a smaller scale at least once a week, if not twice a week. I still sit in classes. I'm still learning. Because I understand that as I do that, A, I'm going to have more to give, and B, it's going to transform me.
Yes.
So you get in this place of desire, and then what will happen is you'll start getting angry. This is actually a healthy level of anger. It's like, forget this. I am done with treating myself this way. I am done being the victim. You get angry at being the victim. I am done having people control me. I am done. I'm angry. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being tired. I'm frustrated with this. And now, but that anger is stirring you to a higher frequency. Mm-hmm. We don't want to shut that down. It's not where we want to stay because it's not healthy, but you're at that place. And then you'll come to this place of demanding and saying, I'm going to do something different. That's it. I'm done. I'm so done. And you're going to take up that thing that finally takes you over the threshold. You see what's at the top before you break through is courage. Mm-hmm. This to me takes everything. I mean, it took me 26 years to break out of situations. It took me this right here, this courage. It's like, I'm going to have the courage to be me, whether you like me or not. I'm going to have the courage. No one's going to tell me that I can't bring my faith into the marketplace. I'm going to have the courage to be me. No one's going to tell me that I have to do it this way or I won't be successful with business. I'm going to have the courage to do this. I'm going to have the courage to be real with you, and you're going to see the good, the bad, the ugly. I'm going to mess up. There's things I'm going to say that you're going to call me on. I hope you do. I'm going to have the courage to put myself out there, because now all of a sudden I get myself up here to neutrality. And you go, well, I would think courage would be higher than neutrality. I would reverse that. But actually, this courage puts you in a place of neutrality. I would call that a place of surrender. That's what I call that neutrality right there. That place of trust. That place that says, you know what? I don't know what I don't know. And I don't know where this road is going to take me, but I trust you. I trust you. I trust this heart. I'm going to listen to this heart. I trust. And you get to this place of just surrender, of just being. Are you following me? Okay. And out of that starts coming this optimism, starts coming this hope. Hope starts coming willingness. Hope is a big secret. Scripture said hope deferred makes the heart sick. That hope deferred over long periods of time makes the heart sick. Heart attacks, heart sick, hope deferred, broken heart after broken heart, hopelessness after hopelessness, despair after despair, right here. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Now all of a sudden you've got hope, you've got some optimism. And so now you come to a place of forgiveness and acceptance. Forgiveness and acceptance. You don't look at the world as your enemy. You don't look at yourself as your enemy. You don't look at other people as enemies. And now you come to a place of acceptance that says, now here's big acceptance. And it's truth. And when you can get here, it's going to set you free. Scripture says that God works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I assume that's you. And if I assume that that's you, then I assume that everything that's happening in life, in the universe, does, no matter whether you're sabotaging yourself or you're going down this path, or you go down this path, or you go down this path, all of it is going to work together for your good.
Yes.
And if you can embrace that, then you eliminate pain and suffering. Because let me tell you what suffering is. Suffering is thinking that something's happening to you that shouldn't happen. Remove that idea that what's happening to you shouldn't be. Remove the idea that things should be different and you no longer have suffering. Suffering is self-inflicted. It's when you think that what you're going through, you shouldn't be going through. Enter in suffering. Acceptance is the opposite of suffering. Acceptance says, I'm going to dance with this fear. I'm going to dance with this pain. I'm going to dance with this suffering, and it'll no longer be suffering. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you move into acceptance, which means you can begin to forgive yourself. You start walking in the emotion of forgiveness. The judgment will go out the window. And all of a sudden, life becomes harmonious. It's not compartmentalized. You understand that all things are working together for my good. You're not beating yourself up about any weight. You're saying, it served me for this season. I needed that protection. I needed to get my bearings. I needed to have that armor. I needed to have that insulation. It served me for that moment. I'm not going to beat myself about it, and I'm not going to live in the past because the past is gone. I'm going to come in the present. I'm going to just make some new, what you were saying so powerfully, I choose. I'm going to make some new choices that says, I think I could get the love and the security and the power, or whatever it is that you're desiring right now, the desires of your heart. I think I could get it without having to have that extra weight on. I think I can release this fear-based thinking. I think it no longer serves me. I think this lie-based thinking no longer serves me. I think I can let it go. I don't need it anymore. And do you know when you make that shift, whether you're eating 200 calories or 5,000 calories, you're going to start dropping the weight? Whether you're taking a supplement or you're not taking a supplement, whether you're exercising or you're not exercising, whether you're doing weights or you're doing cardio or you're doing yoga. Okay, I'm trained in all those things. So you understand I'm talking out of a place of knowing. I understand exercise. I understand diet. I understand nutrition. I'm coming from a place of knowing. I was a trainer. I can teach you how to exercise. I can teach you how to eat. But I know that what transcends that, what trumps that, is what is your predominant emotional state. And you'll no longer have the need for the weight. So you won't have to beat yourself up at the gym either. It's freedom. Do you understand? The truth sets free.
Yes.
And so when you decide, I am love, and I'm going to choose to eat according to that love that I am, and love myself, and you look in that mirror in the morning, because you're so beautiful, and you look in the mirror in that morning, and you look and you take, you look through your left eye, and you look at yourself in the mirror, and you say, I love you. And you look again, and you just go, I love you. You're beautiful. You're God's poem. I love you. You're a masterpiece. You're so beautiful. I love you. Things gonna shift.
Is it your left eye? Because that's your female side.
Yeah, okay. It's gonna rise up. I love you. Yes, it's your left eye. It's your female side that's gonna make that connection. So you're getting up here now, and guess what? Because you're accepting yourself, you're gonna be accepting everyone around you. They're no longer going to be the irritant in you. And guess what? You're going to release the other weight that you've been carrying, that it's your job to change the people around you. that you're responsible for how your spouse turns out, how your kids turn out, how your clients turn out, how you're going to release the need to feel the need to change everybody around you. It's going to be another weight that's going to drop. You're going to walk in forgiveness of yourself, and you're going to walk in forgiveness of others. That's why scripture says, love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. In other words, what do we say? God equals love. Love, love. Love, love, which you are. Love, love with all your heart, with all your soul and all your mind. Walk in love. Walk in love based. Love, love. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. So now you've forgiven yourself. You've loved yourself. You can have unconditional love. Do you think for half a second that I see, when I look at you, anything besides incredible beauty and potential? Do you think I'm seeing your weaknesses? Do you think I'm seeing your... I don't even see them. I don't see your weight. I don't see your negative emotions. I see pure beauty. There's a reason when I hug you and I say, hi, beautiful. Because that's all I see. Because when you can do that for yourself, you can begin to do that for other people. So you'll begin to see a harmony and a beauty in everything, even the things that appear to hurt, right?
Yes.
So now you're walking in this level of acceptance, and now what happens is you go to new levels of attraction, new levels of meaning. Everything has meaning to it now. And guess what? You're just around the corner from one of the highest frequency vibrations you can walk in, 500 love. Because now you've gone through forgiveness, you've gone through acceptance, you've gone through the trust and the surrender. You've gone through, you've released all the things down here that no longer serve you. You've released them. You've got no place to go. And I like to say love and joy, they just come right hand in hand. Love, joy, right there. And now all of a sudden, what's going to follow right behind it is peace. There's hundreds of references in scripture for the word bliss. We could do a whole study on bliss. You're going to begin to walk through a blissful, peaceful, joyful, loving state of just being. You're no longer, you see, fear-based says, I need to do something to gain something. You won't have a need to feel like you have to gain something. You can simply be. You won't have a fear of loss. So you won't be operating on, if I don't do this, I'm going to lose this. You won't operate in lack, because there's no lack in the kingdom. We were having a conversation on the way to the bathroom, and can I share?
Sure.
And she said, I'm on a fixed income. And I said, really? Who told you that? Where'd you get that lie? Because I don't see in the kingdom there ever being a fixing. I only see overflow. So where'd you get the idea that your income's fixed? Where did you get the idea that you would ever not have the resources to do what God's called you to do? Because what he orders, he pays for.
Ooh.
Where did you ever think that you have to walk in fear, that there's not enough? I'm telling you, I have to self-correct this way. I had a couple days last week where the account, just like there was everything pulling on it at once, and it went from a very comfortable to a very uncomfortable place in the bank account. I just happened to be trained to know fear versus faith, faith versus circumstances. And when fear kicked in, I immediately, you have a self-mastery, you have a self-correction, said, ah, no, I won't walk in fear. So I began to say, where's the resources? Thank you for the resources to accomplish. You didn't call me to fear. You didn't call me to lack. There is no lack in the kingdom. And the minute I began speaking that, there was already funds that I didn't even know about. True story, I didn't even know about it. I thought I was at what I saw, because that's the lie. You think your bank account is your resources. And so I bought into that lie, and I looked at that bank account and thought, that's my resources. And I had the rug kicked out of me like three different ways. I had money that was coming in here, went out. I had money that was coming in here, went out. And the money that was here looked like it was diminishing. You can easily get into fear, and you'll attract. And that which I feared comes upon me, yes. Job says. Yes. I said, there's no fear in here. there's no lack in the kingdom. And I began to speak, and I began to speak the resources coming. I began to speak the never ending a purse of the spirit. Money goes out and it always comes back in. Florence Shin. It's a never, it can never be depleted, because in the kingdom there is no lack and there is no depletion. So I began to speak that. Oh, that's really interesting. Huge jump went instantly in my account, and this got fixed. And suddenly I was right back in the place where I needed to be. Had I gone into fear, I would have driven it right away, and I would have created that which I feared. Mm-hmm. We do it with our health. We do it with our finances. We do it with our relationships. What are you speaking? Mm-hmm. What are you speaking? So you begin to walk. Is this big? Is this big?
Yes.
So make sure you understand what frequency you're operating in and make that shift. Understand the frequency and make that shift. Make that shift. Now let me give you a little spiritual twist on it too. Mm-hmm. A little spiritual twist on it. Mm-hmm. We serve the God of our perception.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As your frequency increases, your view of God will increase. See, God hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. He's always all-knowing, all-seeing, all-magnificent, all-loving, all-good, all-amazing, all on your side, all in you, all-powerful. He is all.
Yes.
He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He is love. He is the love in you. He hasn't changed.
Right.
But your filter from which you could see him can be this big that you're looking at God right here and trying to get a glimpse of God, or it's this big, you're opening your lens. See, you went from this little tiny lens to opening the lens, 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 to opening the lens. When the sun sets free, it's free indeed.
Yes.
All the man-made religion and control and manipulation falls by the wayside. All the lie-based, fear-based thinking falls by the wayside, and out comes the beautiful you, made in the image of God, perfect in every way, loved, dearly loved, perfect, beautiful. And so what happens down here? You've got a, you know, this vindictive, condemning, disdainful, punitive, weakening emotion. God, is that really God? No, it's the keyhole that you're looking through.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you get yourself up into neutrality, and all of a sudden, you got an inspiring God, a merciful God, a wise God, a loving God, a one God, 0 degree of separation between you and God. I and the Father are one. The kingdom of God is within you. He's not over there. You don't have to go searching for you. He's right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All being, suddenly you can stop being a human doing and start being a human being.
Yes.
And be the love that you were meant to be. Be the change that you were meant to be. Be the light that you were meant
yes.
to be. Be the salt that you were meant to be. Be the joy that you were meant to be. Be the inspiration that you were meant to be.
Yes.
Be the song that you were meant to be. Be the poetry that you were meant to be. Be the beauty that you were
yes.
meant to be.
Thank you.